Before we begin, you must decide upon the person you wish to apply this technique to. For this first practice, it should be someone you know very well. If you haven't already settled upon a person, then put this recording on pause and decide now. Begin by stilling your mind and body and focusing your awareness within the present moment of time and space. So let's begin. Ani. Adonai. Ribono shel olam. With the Adonai light spinning around you, spend a few moments focused upon the person you wish to bless. Transfer your strongly formed image of this person and your desire to locate them into the Adonai light, and then send this light, which carries the impress of your desire, outward into the fabric of the present moment of time-space, which surrounds your physical body. Amen. With your unified consciousness, ride the expanding wave of the outflowing light as it penetrates the spatial substance of the present moment until you locate this person. For a brief moment, let your unified consciousness rest in their presence. And now, with an inhale, draw the light back to your material body. Spend a few moments focusing upon the connection that now exists between yourself and this person. You've snared them in your web of Adonai light. Now again, send the light out into the fabric of the present moment of time-space, but this time around you are aiming for a known location. Amen. For a brief moment, let your unified consciousness rest in their presence. And now with an inhale, draw the light back to your material body and spend a few moments focusing upon how much stronger the connection between yourself and this person has become. With your inhale, in preparation to speak the final Amen, you must again draw the Adonai light into your core and reaffirm its impregnation with your desire to bless this person. And then send the light out into the fabric of the present moment of time-space a final time. Amen. As before, with your unified consciousness, ride the expanding wave of light as it shoots like an arrow to the time-space location of the person you wish to bless. When you arrive, stop and stand very still next to the physical body of this person. Now condense the whole of the rainbow-hued Adonai light until it surrounds both yourself and the person standing before you. The two of you stand within a clockwise spinning circle of the Adonai light. Take a moment to expand your awareness throughout all the levels of your consciousness simultaneously, bringing your awareness into a unified state as you stand with your mental presence next to the person you wish to bless. Now begin to speak the canticle from the beginning. Ani. Your awareness is now focused in Kether. Weaving their way up to you, you see two thin white threads. They are rooted in Malkuth and lead all the way up to your Ketheric awareness. They exist because you have spoken the Ani. When these images are clear to your perception, you are ready to speak the Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh and follow those threads down to the material realm. As you speak the Yod, begin your descent, and with your Ketheric awareness, follow the single conjoined white thread into Chokmah. Yod. Your Ketheric awareness is now centered in Chokmah. Fill your Chokmah with your Ketheric awareness, and then, with your combined Ketheric and Chokmah awareness, gaze over at Bina and see the two bright white threads which span this distance. When these images are clear to your perception, you are ready to speak the first He, and follow both threads over to Bina and into your own greater self and that of the other person simultaneously. As you speak the He, begin your descent, and with your combined Kether Chokmah awareness, follow the white threads into Bina. He. Your Kether Chokmah awareness is now centered in Bina. Fill both your greater self and that of the other person with your Kether Chokmah awareness. Take note of the bright white thread that leads from the heart of your own greater self and the one that leads from the heart of the other person's greater self. Observe how each leads down into the temporal realm, highlighting your individual selves residing in Tiferet. When these images are clear to your perception, you are ready to speak the Vav and follow both threads down into your own individual self and that of the other person simultaneously. As you speak the Vav, begin your descent, and with your combined Kether Chokmah Bina awareness, follow the two white threads into Tiferet. Vav. Your Kether Chokmah Bina awareness is now centered in Tiferet. Fill your own individual self and that of the other person with your Kether Chokmah Bina awareness. Take note of the bright white thread that leads from the heart of your own individual self and the one that leads from the heart of the other person's individual self. Observe how each leads down into the material realm, highlighting your mental presence and the other person's material presence, standing side by side in Malkuth. When these images are clear to your perception, you are ready to speak the final He and follow the threads down into the material realm. As you speak the hay, begin your descent, and with your combined Kether Hokma Bina Tiferet awareness, follow the two white threads into Malkuth. Hey. Your Kether Hokma Bina Tiferet awareness is now centered in Malkuth. Fill your mental awareness and the material body of the other person with your Kether Hokma Bina Tiferet awareness by becoming conscious of each of these levels of your awareness simultaneously. Sense your Kether Hokma Bina Tiferet and Malkuth all at once as a single, cohesive, multi-layered consciousness. The rainbow-hued light of Adonai spontaneously erupts, and with your united consciousness, you speak the Adonai in celebration and affirmation of this eruption of light. Adonai! The rainbow-hued cloud of Adonai light now spins clockwise around you and the other person. As you inhale, in preparation to speak the Rabbono Shel Olam with your unified consciousness, draw this cloud of Adonai light into the center of your mental presence and into the material body of the other person simultaneously. As you then speak the Rabbono Shel Olam, send the light you have brought into both cores outward to the edges of the infinite universe as usual, and also send it inward to Tiferet, Bina, Chokma, and Kether. Ribbono Shel Olam. Follow the light with your unified consciousness all the way out to the metaphorical edges of the universe, and all the way in to Kether, brushing upon everything that exists in between. As you ascend inward, follow both threads simultaneously. As you inhale in preparation to speak the Amen, draw this transfigured Adonai light back to Malkuth and into the finite moment of time-space, again following both threads in your descent. And as you speak the Amen, see that the transfigured Adonai light surrounds your mental presence and the other person's material body, spinning clockwise. Amen. Focus your mind upon the blessing of Adonai light that infuses both of you. Now you must turn your attention away from this person and fix it back upon your own physical body. With an inhale, draw a portion of the Adonai light back to your physical body and follow along with your unified consciousness. With your unified awareness, focus yourself within your physical body. And once again, spread your unified awareness throughout the multiple layers of your consciousness simultaneously. See the cloud of rainbow-hued light that surrounds you, and say a brief prayer of thanks for this blessing. And now utter a final Amen. Amen. Now release your visualizations and return firmly to your mundane awareness. Open your eyes if they were closed, and move around a bit. This ends the practice of conferring the blessing of Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh Adonai, and concludes the final lesson 9 in the magic of Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh Adonai. My best to you.
Ani Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh Adonai. Ribono shel Olam, Adonai. Ribono shel Olam,
blessed be.